Welcome to the pilot episode of Think Biblically Today. When the website thinkbiblically.com started in the fall of 2013, we launched a single page to provide readers a preview of what we were going to be about, refreshing people's faith by renewing the mind and building connections with God. This placeholder page remained up for nearly 90 days while we continued development of the back end of the site, writing content and developing graphics. That original placeholder became the very first post on the site, and it was called, "This is Who We Are." Call us nostalgic, but we thought this first entry on the site would make a great first episode. Hello. I'm Tyson Thorne, welcoming you to the pilot episode of Think Biblically Today. As we mentioned in the intro, today's episode is all about beginnings and new beginnings, both in terms of our website, and now this podcast, as well as who we are as a person in our relationship with God. Good or bad, it's not what you've done, it's what you're going to do that matters. I don't remember when I first heard those words. I think it was in a Batman movie. Regardless, their point is to inspire us to move beyond our past and look toward a better future. They affirm us that our yesterdays do not determine our tomorrow. The truth of those words is, however, applicable for only a small percentage of the world's population. The Bible describes humanity as having been born with a nature that compels us to do evil. God himself states, "The heart of man is desperately wicked above all else." Jeremiah 17:9. We are informed that the consequence of this is eternal separation from God in both this life and the next. There's nothing we can do to redeem ourselves. Live a good life or an evil life, it doesn't matter. Our fate is sealed. This is who we were. The Bible also explains that while we are separated from God, it doesn't have to be that way. For those who wish to draw near to God, there exists a gate to a narrow path that leads to God and freedom from our desperate fate. While our actions cannot redeem us, once started on this path, our actions no longer condemn us. The gateway from a destiny of eternal separation from God to being eternally connected to God is Jesus Christ. By trusting in Jesus alone, this is important. We cannot trust in Jesus and our good works, or in Jesus and any other person or thing. By trusting in Jesus alone, we pass through the gate onto the path that leads to an eternal life with God. Thus, we are connected to God for all time and are freed from our past. This is who we are. Through the eyes of the Bible's authors, we see the future in tantalizing glimpses. God provides us this not to frighten us, but to reassure us that there is a future. If we take anything away from Revelation or the prophets, it should be that God has not abandoned us, that there is a plan, and that it is His plan. Those without Jesus may fear dark notions of the future, like the Y2K scare back in 1999 and Mayan myths regarding 2012 and the end of the world. But those who think biblically about such things are assured of a different future, a future not of man's making or one written in the stars, but one of hope and grace. Of course, the Bible shows us many hardships between now and then, but the final outcome is one we will live to see, and not just see, but experience and live beyond. God's people receive new bodies, a new nature, and a new beginning. This is who we will be. I thank you for listening to our very first episode. We look forward to bringing you fresh content every day. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the show. All the relevant links are in the show notes. I'll see you tomorrow.